reporters are doing live shots. All the reporters are down at that Seton Hall fire today.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tragic, but there's a great opportunity there, too.
Oh, my God.
What?
Capitalizing on that.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, you see the TV crews in your neighborhood, you know?
I hear you.
Get on TV with the wow sign. Jump up and down like a lunatic, like Psycho Mark. We're hoping to spawn more Psycho Marks. And then we'll get the footage on the unofficial website. We'll have a nice section on the unofficial website, people getting on TV with wow signs. So far, we've been on MTV, Anthony, and CBS. We want to be on every single station before...
Every one of them.
Before spring.
Damn it.
And we want to be on all these stations many, many times. We'll even have a contest and stuff. We'll get enough of these, and then we'll have, like, the listeners vote for the craziest guy.
Yeah.
Making a fool of himself, you know, behind the reporter.
Oh, that was it. Turn tragedy into comedy over there at Seton Hall.
John, what's up?
Yo, what's up, guys?
All right.
Hey, I got a question. Did you guys watch the American Music Awards the other night?
I watched it for exactly 30 seconds, and that was when Britney Spears was on.
Oh, thank you, God. Is it me, or is she too young to wear that?
She's not too young at all. She's 18,
no, right? No, let's just put it this way. I'm sorry I missed the show yesterday. I heard about the MTV thing. I wish I had seen Psycho Mark doing it, but I was in my bedroom still recovering from Britney Spears, if you know what I mean.
That outfit last night was unbelievable.
Oh, God, I was like, let's just put it this way. My roof is still sticky.
Jesus Christ.
It's still sticky. And then once I was done with Britney Spears, boom, Christina Aguilera comes on.
The other little hose.
There's a little hose firing everything.
Let me tell you something. I'm not into Aguilera. I'm not into Jennifer Simpson is the new one. I'm into Britney Spears. And it's so funny because she sings all these cute little songs about having high school crushes on guys and stuff. And the reality is there's guys in their mid-30s just whacking it to the video.
Oh, yeah. God. I got one question. Is it me or her? Do her, like, fun bags, like, sag just a little too much?
No, they're perfect, because...
No, if you look at the dress, they were sagging. You have to admit
that. Please. Like, you would complain. Come on,
no,
John.
I wasn't really looking at the fun bags. Check about 6 inches lower. That's a different thing altogether.
Yeah.
Camel toe in the house.
All right, John. Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Thank you.
Come on, man.
But you know, that's the truth, you know? She has all these, like, cute little high school crush videos and songs.
Uh-huh.
And the fact is...
There ain't a guy looking at her, doesn't matter what the age is, that wouldn't want to pounce on her.
Right, and that's all any guy's thinking when they watch those videos. She's there with her cute little hat on, and you know, blah, blah, blah. And
you want to see her rip open that shirt she had on.
Hell yeah.
That little top she was wearing.
It's just a matter of time. We just got to pray her career goes bad in 2 years and she'll be in Playboy.
Yeah, that's all you got to do is wait for them to become has-beens, and then all of a sudden the Playboy offers a mill or something to pose. And there you go. You got your naked pics.
You
got
to hope, you know, they become has-beens before they get too old, though.
Like maybe Anna Kournikova?
Oh.
When she gives up tennis?
We can only wish.
Naked?
I think Britney Spears does it for me more than Anna Kournikova now.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I think they're different. There's a big difference between the two. I don't know. I'm still waiting for the little Olsen twins to end up in Playboy.
Well, we're getting there.
That'll happen.
What's the countdown down to?
It's got to be, what?
We have a countdown going. Ant and I started this, like, like 5 years ago, Ant?
What are they now? Yeah, yeah. 5 years ago, we did the when can we have a legal threesome with the Olsen twins. And I believe they were...
13 at the time.
No, I think they were younger at the time. I think they're 13 now.
No. They're up there. I think they're close to like 15 at this point.
Really? Well, if anyone has that info.
Yeah, we need that today.
We need to check it off on our chart.
Hey, Pete, you're next on WNEW. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right.
I don't know if you know, but The Rock is hosting on MTV today, Total Request Live.
Yeah, we do know that. That's why we had the sneak attack yesterday with Psycho Mark, because we were thinking maybe people would be on to us today. Oh, there he is. He's doing a promo. I'm looking up at the Croc.
The Croc.
There's the Croc.
Oh, you got to get over
there.
There
right now.
Dwayne Johnson live on MTV right now. The Croc.
Is he being The Rock?
I don't know.
Looks like he's being The Rock for TRL.
He's going to be on our show tomorrow, round two.
He just raised the people's eyebrow.
Yeah, we might send some people down there, Pete.
You got
him. All right, man.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you. Should we tell people what we did for tomorrow's interview? Because I think it's really funny.
Well, I think we had to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got two of the biggest guys we could find. Can we say they're cops? I guess we just did, so
yeah. Yeah.
Two huge, humongous cops.
Yeah.
To be in the studio tomorrow for the Rock interview.
They will be
call us pussies if you like, but one's going to stand directly behind Anthony and one directly behind my back.
Our bodyguards.
I'm going to have two bodyguards tomorrow for the interview with The Rock.
I think we need them.
Well, because we don't know what the hell's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
All we know is The Rock is going to be on our show tomorrow sometime after 5 o'clock. That's all we know. I guess he has a couple other things he's got to do, so that's why they can't nail down an exact time. So,
you know what I'd like to protect me? Might sound a little weird. Cardinal O'Connor. I could hide behind that huge head that he has now.
Come on.
No, you come on. Open up the post to page 4. What is that?
It's a huge melon.
What happened?
To Cardinal O'Connor. That's life right there, Andy.
Oh, my God. He looks like Uncle Fester in a cardinal outfit.
He dedicated his life to the Catholic faith, and this is how he gets to go out.
He turns brain tumors
and a huge head.
Turns 80 on Saturday. Maybe he ought to lock himself out on a roof and freeze to death. But yeah, you dedicate your life to a god, and look what how he pays you back. You're 80, and he gives you a brain tumor and makes it look like someone shoved an air pump in your ear. All right. Oh, wow, look at that. 62 pounds per square inch, a little overpressure.
Come on, Andy.
The Cardinal's head's ready to pop.
It's the Cardinal.
Why is it like that? Is that the chemotherapy or something?
Is it water on the brain? I don't remember his head being that big a year ago.
No, even when he had hair on it?
Mm.
I mean, I think they had to let out his that yarmulke skull cap thing he wears.
You know what he looks like? The mutant creature from South Park with the big head from one of the first episodes. What the hell was the name of that? Like the evil, was it Stan or Kyle? Remember that?
Jesus.
Remember that, though? What was the name of the big head? With the big head that the scientist there on the top of the hill made. They cloned him.
Yeah.
And his head was, extra big.
It's terrible, but, you know, God, the guy dedicated his life to the Lord. And look at where he ends up.
Life isn't fair, Anthony.
He's fallen down when he's given his little services and stuff.
Remember when we played, what did we learn on the show today? Life is not fair. Wayne, what's up?
How you doing?
Real good.
You guys have ruined my life.
Why?
What happened?
I can't do anything between 2 and 7.
Oh, thanks.
Neither can we.
I just started going to school in Hofstra.
We could do a lot between 2 and 3, Aunt and I have found out.
I changed my whole life, work schedule, school schedule, everything.
Yeah?
Yesterday, I'm sitting there in my kitchen. I got my laptop out, my phone there, my TV, my radio. You guys totally consumed my life.
Well, we're multimedia now. I mean, we're not just a radio show. You need a computer when you listen to the show, and now you need a TV as well.
It's outstanding. Psycho Mark's the best thing to happen for TV ratings.
Oh, cool.
All right, take care.
Thank you, Wayne. Very good. One more call, and we got to take a break here. Jimmy, what's going on?
Long-time listener, first-time caller, guys. I just got a late Christmas gift. I got the Demented World CD.
Oh, did you?
Awesome stuff, dudes.
Cool.
Now, since we're getting away with so much craziness, we got Mrs. C over there the other night, and then yesterday, when are we coming out with this other CD? Are they going to bend a little?
The new management.
The powers that be.
The two powers that be. The new powers.
Yeah.
They're working their butts off to see if we could get something going on with that.
Oh, yeah. That'll be great.
I think we're going to have an answer, hopefully, within the next couple of weeks.
Really? Because it died down a little. We haven't heard much.
Well, because we didn't know what to tell you guys. I mean, it was all set and ready to go. It was ready to go to the CD plant, and at the last second, it was yanked from our noses.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, I mean, if this thing gets out, we're going to be very excited.
Yeah, that was some funny stuff, guys.
Cool.
You guys will. Hey, the best is Bill. Hi, my name is Bill.
Yeah.
The hearing aid one was hilarious.
Oh, cool. Hey, where did you... Hey, where... Wait. Where did you find the Demented World CD?
The unofficial thing there.
Oh, yeah. See, that's...
You know what I mean?
That sucks, because, I mean, we're still proud of our Demented World CD we put out. It's just not in any record stores, though. I guess you got to order it online or something.
Yeah, I got it online, and it took a little while.
All right.
They told me they were going to send it, and they did. It came through.
Cool.
I'm looking forward to the next one. And, guys, can I stop up one day?
Sure.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
All right, I'll talk to the guys. I'll stop up on Friday.
All right, Jimmy.
All right, babe.
Peace.
Peace.
All right. Let's take a break, Anthony.
All right.
Getting a lot of requests for the Drowned Cuban Drown song.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh.
It's a hit, man.
Yes, well, it's very topical.
Let's send this in to Dr. Demento. Let's just get it on the radio. We'll be back.
Drown, drown, Cuban drown. Drown, Cuban drown. Yeah, Cuban drown. Drown, Cuban drown. Drown, Cuban drown. Cuban drown. Refugees, give them a hand. Roll the days just to open up a taco stand. 20 Cubans float on a wine bottle cork. Guantanamo Bay is just a 5-minute walk.
PriceLine.com.
Yes, we've saved plenty of money on hotels and airfare. Now groceries, Opie. Mm-hmm. You can buy groceries through Priceline. You go to the website, Priceline.com, and you shop for things you shop for every day. You know, beef, chicken, soda, cereal, coffee, even diapers for the little wee ones. And you name your own price for those things. And then you print out this prepaid coupons that you name your own price for. You take it to A&P, ShopRite, Walbaum's, King Cullen, Gristiti's, D'Agostino's, Food Emporium, hundreds of stores everywhere you shop. And you pay your own price for those groceries.
Yeah, that's the huge thing. They're doing it with groceries. Got to say, though, Ant, saved 50 yes. bucks myself today.
How?
We're doing the WWF premiere tonight, right?
Yeah.
We're going to the restaurant, big party.
Uh-huh.
And I figured I should stay in town tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Popped on to Priceline.com, saved 50 bucks on a hotel room tonight.
Easy as that.
Without even trying. It was a piece of cake.
You just see what the normal price is, and then you knock like Ope did, 50 bucks off.
Yeah, I didn't even, honestly, I didn't even
try. You probably could have knocked 100 bucks off.
Probably. I didn't even really try. I was in a hurry, and I just quickly did it, and it took no time at all. So it's airline tickets, hotel rooms, now groceries at up to half off. Just log on to Priceline before you go to the store. Priceline for groceries, it's bigger than big. www.priceline.com. 1027 WNEW, it's the Opie and Anthony Show.
Hey,
thanks for checking us out today.
Ew.
Our fax line, 212-957-9639, if you're working and you want to send something into the program today. It is Whip 'em Out Wednesday.
Yeah, a little cold.
A little cold. We say like once a week, you know, just to acknowledge that it still happens. Don't want to spend too much time on Whip 'em Out Wednesday until the spring hits. But it is a... all around, an all-year thing there.
Yeah.
We don't take off for the winter, okay?
No, but once spring hits, everybody is all euphoric with spring, and the boobs just come blooming out like the flowers.
Correct, Anthony. And it's very easy. You put a wow in your car, and a lot of the faithful ladies of this radio show will flash you if they see the wow signs on your car. Okay?
Yes.
The one thing I do want to mention about Whip 'em Out Wednesday before we move on with the show, a lot of people asking for the Whip 'em Out Wednesday window stickers, Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have many of those left. We're going to get a whole brand new design for this coming, you know, spring.
Why, you didn't like my old design?
The last sticker blew.
Really did.
And it was part of the old regime.
Regime.
God. We wanted, like, a blood red, you know, logo on a yellow background. It comes back, like, orange.
Orange.
And we're like, look, this is not what we wanted. Well, it's too late. We have 60,000 like this.
60,000 window clings.
It's like, well, how many stickers did you order? Just regular stickers.
Oh, no stickers. Just window clings.
It's like, well, what about, like, trucks and stuff that don't have back windows?
What about tinted windows that you can't see? Like, I have a WOW sticker in my back window.
Can't see it.
My back window is so tinted, you cannot even see the WOW.
What are you wearing? Driving Puffy's truck?
I'm driving Puffy's truck, and I know where my little trap is.
Trap! Trap! Did you read that in the paper?
Yeah, all the gangsters have traps in their cars.
The trap, man. It was like such a sophisticated vehicle. They got all the sports utility vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And Puffy and Jennifer Lopez and his driver driving away from this place where the shooting was. And they're trying to find the trap, which is the place you drop your gun and then shut the trap door. And no one finds the gun. It's a hidden secret James Bond-like compartment. No one knew where the trap was in this vehicle.
So they're all yelling, trap,
trap, trap, trap, trap, where the trap, 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 where the trap? Let me just stick it in Jennifer's hair. That's a big-ass trap you got there, Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, brother.
So they couldn't find the trap.
That's funny. So, I mean, we're going to get the WOW stickers. We're going to do them right this season.
Yes.
But if you want one of the old ones, a lot of people email us about that. You could send a self-addressed stamped envelope, and the gang will send one out to you, okay?
Yeah.
That's WNEW, 888 7th Avenue,
mm-hmm.
New York, New York.
I don't know what the zip is.
10106.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. 10th floor, by the way, as well on there, okay?
I'll remember that.
Let's go back to the phones and see what's going on here. Mike, you're next on the radio show. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right.
I just got to ask you, this whole Rock situation now.
Yeah.
Is this all some cheap cross-promotion with some WWF show that's going to be on the station on Saturday nights?
Well, that's what David Hinckley likes to think. I guess he wrote about it again today in the Daily News.
Oh, did he?
We had no idea that we were carrying the WWF show this Saturday night from, what, 8 to 10 or something like that?
We are.
Something like that.
I swear. Yeah, I had to read about it in the paper today. I swear, a lot of people are thinking that this is some huge cross-promotion. It is not. And if it becomes a huge plug tomorrow, we will kick them out of the studio. You know?
Can I make one more request for tomorrow?
Yeah.
Can you keep on playing that Half Breed Don't Like It song every 15 minutes?
Yeah. Actually, a new one came in today.
Oh, a new rock song.
Yeah, it's called Rock is a Homo. We don't even know who sent it in. Some guy, I forgot his name. Thank you for helping, Rick. That means we don't know who it is. All right, man. The Rock's coming in tomorrow sometime after 5.
All right.
All right, bro.
Thanks a lot.
You want to hear this song yet? You haven't heard it yet.
No.
It's a quickie. It's like 40 seconds long. It's called Rock is a Homo song.
Rock's it home. Smells like the Rock's cooking quiche today with a flowered apron on and his hair's a toupee. Wait, perhaps he's cooking a filet mignon. He's a very sensitive man. Oh, he's a drama-spinning homo of a man. Do you smell what the rat breed is cooking?
Jesus, man. Not a bad effort. Very good. Whoever
sent
that.
That's pretty good.
All right.
I just read that now. What of Hinckley?
In the Daily News about us?
God. You know what the thing is? You could think that it was all like a big publicity stunt. But I swear to you. I mean, come on. We're not BSO over here.
We've never done a big publicity stunt on purpose.
No, we don't like doing things
half
like
the,
that.
Half the crap we do end up becoming big publicity stunts, but we didn't try to make it happen that way.
We had a meeting, yesterday about, how do we handle, part of the meeting was how are we going to handle this when The Rock comes in? What are we going to do? And some of the suggestions that were coming in from other people at work here, I said, no, it sounds too much like it's a put-on.
Yeah.
Like we're trying to make this a... like we planned it or something.
I'm gonna call him a crybaby. I'm gonna tell him that, you know.
Oh, you better watch what you say now because the listeners will call you on it, man.
I don't care. I'm going to though. I have to.
Call him a crybaby.
I wouldn't be able to live with myself if I didn't say that. After the last time. We punked out last time, man. We punked out last time.
That's the Rock?
Yeah, that's the Rock. Little crybaby.
Oh, man.
And we're going to have two huge cops behind us. The cops have our backs.
All right.
I got one for you and one for me.
That's good.
We'll be able to pretty much say whatever we want.
I'm a little frightened, though, still.
When you see these cops, Ed, you're not going to be frightened at all. And if you want to call us pussies for getting two huge, humongous cops to get our backs, then you could call us a puss. We're not stupid,
though. That is kind of cool, so we could, like, say anything to them, I guess.
That's what I'm thinking. Mike, what's going on?
What's up, guys?
All right.
How you doing?
Good.
Guys killed me yesterday. I'm driving home cracking up. And then I remembered. I got this little TV, about a 5-incher, that also plugs into the lighter thing in the car.
Oh, yeah?
I'm like, ah. Oh. So here I come to work this morning. I'm walking down the hall in the office. I got it under my arm. Get to my desk, plug it in. Here comes my boss. What's that for? What do you mean, what's this for? I got to watch every goddamn newscast there is now.
People are bringing TVs to work to listen to our show.
Yeah.
So, you guys got me in a little trouble there, but...
That's funny.
And I also want to suggest that people start hitting the 11 o'clock newscast for those of us who aren't home at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, not a bad idea. Well, I mean, you know, Mark did MTV yesterday, and they reran that last night.
I didn't catch that. I didn't know they were rerunning
it. If you got a computer, man, there's a whole montage of Mark on MTV in the background with the WOW sign on the unofficial Opie and Anthony
website. Okay, I didn't check that out yet today. I got to check that out.
It's very funny. You don't have anything in your mouth. You'll spit it out.
You guys have any Rumble tickets left?
Since
you got me in trouble a little?
I don't even know if we're giving out Rumble tickets. I'll check with Rick when we go into commercial, right?
Can I hang?
Call back.
All right.
Because we'll give them away later if we have them.
All right, good luck tomorrow.
All right, man.
All right, bye-bye.
So I guess The Rock has started his little TRL appearance on MTV, Anthony.
Yes.
Evan, what's going on?
What's going on, pal?
All right.
Listen, I'm watching this half-breed right now, The Rock, on TV, and I'm sick of him. I hate him. You guys, listen, you need to send Psycho Mark down there. You have to. You have to today, The Rock. Oh, my God.
Well, he might be there already. You never know. Never
That's
know.
What I'm watching. You I
never
need know. To see him. And tomorrow, listen, these cops, they're going to have guns.
We'll see. We'll see what they bring with them. All right?
Yeah, all right, buddy.
All right, Evan.
Good
thank
luck.
You.
Oh, we made the Yahoo magazine.
Again?
Opie. The actual magazine.
Uh-huh.
They print the results of their Deja.com ratings.
Uh-huh.
The most talked about stuff. We came in sixth.
Sixth?
Yeah.
What beat us out?
Right under the Linux operating system. and George W. Bush.
Uh-huh.
The Amiga operating system. That's great. But we beat out John McCain, presidential candidate. We beat out Microsoft Windows 98.
Very good. So
we also beat out the Linux operating system.
Oh.
But number five was the Linux operating system network version.
Oh.
See, we didn't beat that out.
So we're the sixth most talked about thing on Deja.com?
On Deja.com. Isn't that hysterical?
That's pretty sad. That is real sad.
All right.
Very good.
Keep talking about us. We don't care.
Let's go to Paul. Paul, what's going on today?
Hey, O&A.
Hey.
You guys are awesome.
Hey, thank you.
I've been trying to get through to you forever.
Cool.
I'm always on hold. I want to tell you, me and my buddy Jay just got wowed on Nesconset Highway in Long Island.
Oh, awesome. Route 347?
Yeah, in Long Island.
Yeah, we know where that is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
All right.
First time I got wowed.
Well, I knew it was still happening, even though it's not that warm out.
A little chilly to be popping your nips out.
Thank you, Paul.
You're still popping them out in there hard as ever.
All right, man.
All right.
It's happening as we speak. Louie, you're next on WNEW. What's up? Louie!
Hello?
Turn down your radio. You're on the radio. What's up?
What's up? Listen, that guy that called before and said he got the CD?
Yeah.
I saw it in Coconuts in Union, New Jersey. We're 22. Oh, yeah, there's only three copies left. I mean, now there's just two left.
They never had more than three copies to begin with. Every store I've seen it in, it's like two copies.
But they have you next to the Christian music and adult contemporary.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know about what's up with that.
Great.
That's the other thing, because I find out, you know, record stores that do carry our Demented World CD, which is old. We don't want to trick anyone. It's 2 years old, but we're still proud of it.
Uh-huh.
But it's really hard to find in the record stores.
No, people still ask for it.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Thank you, man.
You guys are cool.
All right, man.
Opie, we actually got an age on the Olsen twins.
I know. I saw that. I didn't
13.
I didn't want to bring it up.
No, well, we're obviously not saying we're jumping on the Olsen twins, but we have a countdown to when you could have a legal threesome with the Olsen twins.
You think we'll still be at NAW when they turn 18?
Oh, this place is known for keeping jocks for years and years.
Yeah.
I would guess we might still be here. But what do we got, 5 years?
5 years to go.
5 years and counting.
All right. A couple more people wanted to say, tell where our CD is. JP, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Yo, Empire Records on Stewart Avenue by Roosevelt Field.
How many copies?
They got like five copies.
Oh,
I got one.
Oh, all right.
So,
all right, JP, thank you.
There you go. You guys suck.
All right, man.
Later.
I guess it's out there a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
Dave, what's going on?
Hey, One, how you doing?
Great.
I found your copy of your CD at Smoking Sounds in Stamford, Connecticut.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a small store.
That's pretty.
You know, it's not a big store, but they had it.
Little mom and pop store.
Well, not a mom and pop, but yeah, something like that.
All right. Well, thank you.
Hey, take it easy.
All right, Dave.
Hey, is that a train?
Nah, you better.
Nah.
If we continue taking calls from people telling us, you know, where they found our CD, it could be a huge train wreck show. So
yeah,
let's take a break, Anthony. We'll regroup and we'll be back.
Money I'm making to suck this bad?
You little freak.
Anthony.
I find you repulsive.
Whore. Opie and Anthony.
1027.
WNEW. 1027 WNEW. It's the Opie and Anthony show. Hey. 212-757-1027. Mark is struck again.
Yeah, I
really don't want to spend the whole day again messing with MTV, but it was just too easy. Psycho Mark.
Hi, guys.
What's up, you idiot?
That's where I am.
Yeah, we saw.
Did you see me jerking it off to the Rock?
I saw, man. Know what they're doing today? They're not going to give you a lot of time. They quickly moved the camera all the way up onto Rock's torso.
Dude,
to block out the background, but you were on for a good 15, 20 seconds, man.
The amount of people down here are unbelievable right now.
Yeah.
And I got Spaz with me. He's helping me out holding the sign up.
Yeah.
And the food. Also the food, it's great. But there's a ton of cops down here. The whole place is cordoned off.
Yeah.
They've got to have about 50 or 60 detailed cops down here today. That's mayhem.
Awesome.
So we're just going to stand here and do our best.
All right. We'll be peeking over our shoulder at the TV while we try to do a radio show, man.
It's so funny. I've never seen. There's a ton of people down here. It was a good thing to get in yesterday while we did, because there was no one here.
Right.
Who's Freddie Prince Jr.? I have no idea.
No, dude, you're on. You're on already, man, for like 20 seconds, so.
Yeah, that's cool. I called Spaz. I'm like, Carl, let's just get on before we call him. Attention, you know?
Yeah, what are they, a bunch of Rock fans down there or something?
Oh, my God. They're teeny bopper heaven down here. They got big signs of the Rock, and everyone loves the Rock, and the Rock is so cool, and the Rock this, and the Rock that.
You should have brought the megaphone and just start screaming, the Rock sucks.
Yeah, right. I get beat up by about 1,213-year-olds.
All right, man.
We were
in a commercial break, and I just peeked up at the TV, and there you were. I was laughing my butt off.
Yeah, a lot of people on instant feedback saw Mark.
All right, Mark. We'll check in with you in a little bit, all right?
All right.
All right, man. We pretty much did this yesterday, but we'll see what he could come up with today. Maybe it'll be a little better, but it's pretty damn funny. It
would be nice if he could disrupt the Rock somehow.
That would be great. Brian, what's up?
Yeah, I just saw Psycho Mark on TRL with The Rock.
Yeah.
He's going to be pretty mad when he comes in there.
With the Wow side?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be pretty mad. You better get those security guards armed with tasers or something.
Well, we'll see what he can come up with today, man.
All right, guys. Later.
Thank you.
The Croc.
The Croc, sir.
There he is. There's the Croc.
Damn, what's going on?
No much. How are you guys doing?
All right.
Oh, wow.
There's Mark. There's Mark. I'm TV again. Look at him. He's right by the rock's arm.
I'm sorry, Dan. But it's
what a lunatic.
Party, man. We did that all day yesterday, but, you know, it never gets old.
It's still friggin' funny, man.
Hey, Dan, what's up?
Not much. Just got wild on the LA.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much. I was having a crappy day.
Yeah.
I was driving my father around all day.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it sucked.
Cool. It seems like it's happening today.
But I made my day.
All right.
And, oh, yeah, I came up with something.
What?
I learned what CBS stands for.
What?
Can't be syndicated.
Ah, don't say that.
Well, you know, the way, you know.
We're keeping our fingers crossed. Actually, we're already syndicated. They're playing our stuff up in Boston.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard.
Actually, the Boston Globe called us today.
Yeah, huh?
They want to talk to us, Anthony. They're doing a whole story on you and I and our return to Boston.
Really?
Nothing is even set in stone. All we have is WBCN up there playing our bits for us.
Oh, no.
But there's a huge article being written that's going to be in tomorrow's paper.
Oh, no.
And they never, ever, ever have written anything nice about you and I. So.
Not the Boston Globe. No, always bad.
Always bad.
Damn.
So we said, no comment.
Is that what we said?
No comment.
We were told to say no comment again?
Yeah.
We always have a comment. Just let it be known. If there's any news people, we always have a comment. Usually we're told, don't make a comment.
Right. Lisa, what's up?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hey.
I love your show.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you guys if you were ever thinking of having, like, a wow contest.
Yeah, we do it all the time.
You do?
Yeah.
Where?
We're always having contests with naked women and stuff.
You are?
But a full-out wow contest, you got to come to one of our live appearances.
Where you usually go?
Actually, we're trying to put together a road show as we speak.
Okay.
All right. We should have details on that, hopefully, in the next couple of weeks.
Great.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye. Yeah, we got to get out on the road again, man.
Yeah.
We're thinking like middle of February somewhere. Hopefully Jersey this time around.
Yeah, big party.
Because last time we were in Manhattan, the time before that we were on Long Island. So yeah. it's Jersey's turn, man.
A lot of the people from the Opie and Anthony show that you've come to know and love.
Yes.
We're trying to get the show together.
Yes.
What are we going to have? Like the fidget girl that was pregnant?
Well, there's so many new freaks.
The stripper, the 70-year-old stripper. How old is she?
70, like 3. She'll strip for everybody.
I mean, that'd be a show.
We have, what's her name, who tried to give birth live on our show. She'll come down.
Yeah.
And then the regulars. Jay Moore supposedly might show up.
Nice.
If we plan it when he's in New York. So we'll have details soon. They're working it out as we speak. All right?
Cool.
All right, let's go to Andy. Andy, you're next on WNEW. What's up?
What's going on, guys?
All right.
Psycho Mark is on fire running around with this wow sign.
Oh, I know.
The Rock's elbow's there. He's under the Rock. Who needs to watch The Rock when you got this spaz running around? Listen, guys, when I go to Raw, the next time Raw's in town, I think Raw's in town at Madison Square Garden in February.
February 28th.
I'm going to go try to get close seats. And I'm a hairy, fat bastard. I'm going to write wow on my stomach for you guys, all right?
All right, thank you.
Finest. Thanks a lot.
All right, buddy.
See you later.
All right. Matter of fact, you know, why don't we do this? Because the phones are all doing the same thing here. Everyone wants to say they saw Psycho Mark and MTV again. That's cool and all. Let's give away some tickets to Raw's War, WWF, Madison Square Garden, Monday, February 28th. These tickets, you can get them before you can buy them. They go on sale Monday, January 24th at 10 a.m. We'll take the 10th caller at 212-757-1027. And now I got to go over here and put the commercials in.
Oh, there's no one over here to help you.
No one's here.
Spaz is out with Mark?
Yeah, they're all being TV stars, so.
All right.
10th caller gets the wrestling tickets. 212-757-1027. We'll be back.
Opie and Anthony Afternoons. Mason Kalinske Mornings. The Radio Chick Midday.
On 1027 WNEW.
Hi. All right, so we'll just stand here and we won't have a
shot. Yes, he asked to put it up. Fine. I'd like to get someone
else at this particular time. Can I ask a question? What's your question? Oh, she says, wow. Wow. W-O-W. Rock. That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who made him pope? Who made him the pope?
Let's
say
to
Mark outside MTV.
All right, we'll just stand here. We'll shout out the whole time. And at some point, you probably be able to put it up. All right, he's a cranky son of a bitch.
All right.
Well, if you heard that, we're not supposed to hold the sign up, but you know well as right as I do that I'm going to be flanging this sign up as soon as I can.
All right, 1027 WNAW, we got Psycho Mark back on the phone. Mark, what the heck's going on? They're yelling and screaming at you, man.
Yeah, I know. They're giving us crap. They're just doing, like, you know how to request, they ask the kids request.
Yeah.
And me and Spies are standing behind screaming, house or fade? House or fade?
Oh, my
house
God. Or fade?
No, we're just causing some problems. That guy was cool, but the stage manager is a dick.
Stage manager? It's the street.
It's the street. You're allowed to be out there. Your sign is...
We're in America.
Your sign is just as important as any other sign out there on the street, man.
That's all right. If they think they're going to stop me, they're mistaken.
So what did they say? They said just don't...
He said we can stand here. We just can't hold the sign up. He said that if the stage manager wants us to hold the sign up, then we can hold the sign up. But it's under the stage manager's discretion.
Right.
And I can see the stage manager right now. He's on a cell phone, and I'm sure he's calling for backup.
Right.
So we'll stay here and cause problems.
So now where are you? Are you on the island?
We're on the island right now, actually up at 44, actually across from the ABC studios right now.
All right.
And people are screaming and yelling. You know, this guy walking around with a rock mask.
Why?
God, I've never seen so many losers in my life. But these guys are having fun, and we're holding a day here with the sign, but we're going to goof them again.
Mark, call back when there's going to be some action, okay?
Yeah, I will. Just be ready. Just tell Ann to pick the phone up now, and then now that he's working a phone.
No, as soon as that line rings, I'll pick it up immediately. So.
All right,
man.
Bye.
There he goes. Just getting in all sorts of trouble today, Anthony.
It looks like it.
All right. We got to take a quick musical break, regroup, and we'll be back. I was reading in Spin Magazine.
Yeah.
It's looking really, really, really good that David Lee Roth is coming back to Manhattan.
Get out. No way.
Swear to you.
Are they doing the Sammy and Dave thing? Or
it looks like just Dave. Dave's not talking because he doesn't want to mess this one up like the last time he rejoined the band. But sources close to the band are saying that, yeah, it's in the works.
Wow.
Can't be confirmed, obviously, but that's what the buzz is in the Van Halen camp.
Oh, boy. I can't wait to see that.
Supposedly, they're going to start recording soon, so.
Oh, Dave, you know something? Dave can't sing. Dave's really bad.
Dave never could sing.
Yeah, he'd, like, talked his way through the Van Halen songs.
Yeah. But now it's worse than ever.
Yeah, now it's, like, even... I mean, it's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
He can't sing.
Right.
All right. Well, Godspeed.
We'll have to wait and see what happens. We're going to start this Van Halen song up. And if anything's going on with Psycho Mark, we'll break right into the Opie and Anthony show.
Of course.
To keep you guys updated. It's 1027 WNAW.
Well, life on a crotch is kind of laid back. Watching them peckers try to get in her crack. I get messy when they're slipping off the track. Thank God I'm a pubic hair. Well, she swallows me up when she's going on a date. Brushes me aside when she's going to masturbate. Scratches me to death if her period's late. Thank God I'm a pubic hair. When she's not really horny, she uses Vaseline. Takes a little shower and rubs me clean. I appreciate it when I'm covered with cream. Thank God I'm a pubic hair. Well, I like it when they eat, but I don't like when they diddle. I get crushed when they're pounding on her middle. Curl right up when she takes a little piddle. Thank God I'm a pubic hair.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Grown men jumping all over each other.
Okay, terrific.
1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. It's Opie and Anthony. Quick musical break there. Stone Temple Pilots, their latest Down. And Van Halen before that with And the Cradle Will Rock. It's the Opie and Anthony Show. Hey, we're trying to move on to other things, but Psycho Mark just keeps calling. What's going on, Mark?
Oh, my God. I can't help myself. This is like drugs. This is better than crack, you know?
Right on.
There's a guy, he's naked in front of you. We're just about to scream, how's your friend? 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 How's your friend?
Wait.
You're right behind him.
Mark. Mark, push forward with your wow sign right now. Push forward. Push forward.
I can't, dude. Just pull
up on the cab. Well, lift it up. Lift it up. Lift it up now. Lift it up now.
What am I doing? All right, hold it up, guys. Awesome. There you go. You see it?
No, lift up, lift up.
Well, I'm standing on the sidewalk. All right, I'm relaxed. I'm sorry.
He's getting in trouble.
Okay.
What happened, Mark?
I'm just getting a lecture right here.
There's nothing they could do, for God's sake. It's the street.
They were telling me to relax. Oh, it's
all right.
You should see it, right? We're screaming House of Fade, and all the directors behind the camera are putting their finger up to their mouth going, shh, 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 you know? They're looking at me like I had three holes in my head.
Very good.
The whole crowd went silent. They were all screaming. And when I started screaming, everyone else around us went silent. We're covered now.
All right, Mark.
Stannis is all pumped up. He's never had so much fun in his life.
Very good. Listen, we got to move on.
Yeah, I hear you.
So if anything really crazy happens, call us back, but we got to move on with the show.
Yeah,
you nutcase. There you go, Psycho Mark, everyone. Oh, I like that.
Hey, look at that.
Thank you.
See you.
All right, Mark. All right, let's move on here. Bridget, you're next on WNEW. What's up?
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Maybe you can help me figure out what happened. I called you guys
yesterday.
My
God. Wait. You're the girl that Anthony gave the BJ advice to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What happened?
Well, last night was my boyfriend's birthday.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make it a great night for him. So I got this great outfit, and I cooked a really great meal, and I invited him over. My parents are out of the country right now.
Yeah.
So he brought over a movie, and we had dinner. We sat down to the movie, and I was really nervous, but good nervous, really excited.
Yeah, you were actually ready to give him the first hummer you've ever given in your life.
And I've been with him for over a year.
Yeah.
So halfway through the movie, I leaned over, and I whispered that I had a surprise for him.
Yeah.
And I told him to close his eyes. And I got down in front of him.
All right.
And be
careful how you describe the rest of this.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So I had a little oil hidden underneath the couch, and I put it on my lips.
Oil?
A little bit,
like,
yeah.
What, 10W-40? Some Quaker State?
No, almond oil.
Oh, almond oil?
Yeah, just like lip gloss, but it wouldn't have...
All right, well, that's an interesting little feature. That's pretty cool. Okay.
So I started running my hands up his legs.
Yeah.
And I started kissing him.
Mm-hmm.
And he got really excited.
Right.
And I unbuttoned his pants.
All right, be careful. Okay.
And I started following your instructions.
From yesterday, yes. Very good.
From yesterday.
Okay.
And I started really slowly.
All right, be careful. Did you make the Charles Bronson face?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hide those teeth, yeah.
So everything just really fell into place. Everything seemed really natural. I was really glad I called you guys because I've never seen it before except in... a picture.
Right.
I've never
seen
a men's part before.
What?
So I would have been really shocked.
You've never even saw a guy naked before?
No. I mean, little kids, but that's different.
Yeah, but you've had sex with this guy before, right?
No.
Oh. Well, yesterday you said you had sex with him.
No, I asked you if I should. I'm glad I didn't now.
Why? What happened?
Well, he finished.
Right.
And you guys said something about eating your broccoli.
Yeah.
I must have liked broccoli when I was little because it was just the whole thing was so beautiful. It was really, really
very nice. So we helped you out with your first hummer.
Yeah. And then I finished.
Right.
And I, you know, kind of cleaned him up. And I looked up just kind of to say happy birthday or something.
Uh-huh.
And he had his hands on either side of my head.
Oh, yeah?
And he had this terrible look on his face. And before I could say anything, he pushed me back. I'm not going to cry. He pushed me back and threw me back so my head hit the floor.
Why did he do that?
I'm asking you. I have no idea. And he stood up and he pulled up his pants and he said that he always knew I was a little whore.
Come on.
I swear. And he told me never to call him again like I would at this point. And he left.
Come on. You're kidding.
You're kidding, right?
No.
Oh, my God. He pushed you back and said he knew you were a little whore?
Yes.
But you are. You're a little whore.
Well, there's plenty of guys out there that would appreciate you.
Wow.
Bridget.
What did this guy have, a stick up his butt?
I don't know. He's never acted like this before.
But he waited till he was finished.
You know what you did? Know what the problem was? You were so good at it that he assumed that you just had a lot of practice.
Maybe that's it. Thought you were a pro.
Yeah.
Hobbing many knobs.
Right.
I've never felt so.
Well, hold on the line. Let's see if we can get some listeners to help you out today. All right, Bridget?
Okay.
That's just a tragic end.
My God.
A great story.
It sounded like it was all going so well. And
it
then
was. It
he
was
throws
so
her
great.
Head back. Pushes her to the floor.
I can't believe you guys are laughing at me.
Well, it just sounds like I couldn't believe it happened like that.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Hold on a second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Did you ever wonder if your mom gave dad a job right before she kissed you goodnight?
This can't be real. Bridget, you still there?
I'm still here.
All right, we're going to put you on with Manny. Let's see what Manny has to say. Hey, Manny.
Hey.
Did you just hear that tragic story from Bridget?
Man, that is so wrong. That is so wrong. The guy's wrong. You should have just said what he had to do, and that's it, man.
Yeah.
That's wrong. The girl sounds really nice.
She sounds very hot.
Yeah.
Are you hot, Bridget?
Well, yeah. I mean, I grew up ugly duckling, but...
How ugly duckling is that? What, as far as what kind of ugly duckling are you talking about?
Well, I was really skinny growing up and red hair, so... But I kind of grew into everything when I was about 17. I don't want to sound conceited, but yeah, I look good.
Nah, the guy's wrong. Don't even bother with stuff like that. Move on to something better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't believe he called you.
You asked me. You were wrong for laughing like that.
Well, I'm sorry. It's kind of a funny image it conjures up.
I'm over here crying. I'm telling the guys, yo, listen to this crap, man.
So this isn't what I have to look forward to.
All guys aren't like that, Bridget.
Nah, you gotta just take.
There's a lot of guys out there that like little whores.
All right, you guys, keep it up.
All right, man.
Bye.
All right, let's see what everyone else is saying. Frank, you're on with Bridget. What's up?
Oh, man. Bridget, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I feel so bad for you. On behalf of the entire male gender, I want to apologize to you because you met the scum of the earth, man. You had to have met the scum of the earth. All men are not like that. Trust me.
Thank you.
That is so bad. I mean, I'm sitting here driving, and I'm listening to your story, and I'm like, this can't be really happening. And I just got a ticket, by the way.
Yeah?
A cop pulled me over and gave me a ticket because I did go through a red light that I never saw.
Oops.
It's a pretty engrossing story.
Oh.
All right, Frank. Thank you.
Thank you. Right, bye, Bridget.
Bye.
Feel so bad for Bridget.
I know.
Gave her the advice and everything, you know?
It was awesome advice.
And
you sound so sweet and innocent. Who knew you were actually a whore?
Where'd you get the idea of the almond oil on your lips?
Yeah, maybe that was like a trick he assumed that...
Maybe he'd been to like a hooker that did the same thing.
Oh, that's a nice thought.
You know?
Yeah.
You'd never seen a guy's member before?
No.
So,
it was nice, though.
Were you scared?
No, it was really nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Bob, you're next. What do you have for Bridget?
Yeah, I just want to know, you know, if we just call you a slut, will you sleep with us?
Thanks, Bob.
Aw.
Come on, Bob.
Hey, listen, you guys got to bring the homeless to the beach, man.
Yeah?
You guys got to get them stripped down and just their shorts swimming around, all the little kids playing. That would be great.
Homeless beach party.
No, public pool.
Absolutely.
Oh, one of those nice public pools. That's
absolutely
a great idea. All right, Bob.
Take care, guys.
Thank you.
Later.
Hey, you guys, when you brought the homeless to Short Hills?
Yeah.
I live right by there.
Uh-huh.
Did you give them Hummers? You little slut?
I was going into the stores ahead of you guys. I looked the roll for Short Hills.
Uh-huh.
And I was talking to the store owners and then tipping off your guys who was saying bad things about them.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're helping out the show. Billy from Aristic Productions. Billy, what do you have for Bridget?
I can't tell you what I have for Bridget. Bridget, you got to do me and all the other guys out in the audience a favor. We really appreciated your story. Mm-hmm. Well, you got to tell it again much slower. Leave out the very part of the end, because all of the guys out here spanking it, you ruined it.
I don't know. Even that was a turn on at the end, you know?
No, the fact that he
pushing her back and calling her a slut. I always knew you were a little slut.
How can you call a girl a dirty little whore who hasn't, they've been going out for a year and they haven't done anything?
Well, I guess, is he a holy roller or something, Bridget?
I have no idea.
Does he, like, what, is he, was he making any sexual advances towards you over the time you were going out?
He's been badgering me since I met him to have sex with him.
Wow.
Is he your dad?
Or your puppy?
He sounds like he's got some issues.
Bridget, I have the cure for you.
What?
What you have to do is get yourself a nice camera.
Yeah.
Take some pictures of yourself and send it into the Girls of O&A at the unofficial website.
Yeah. We need more girls.
That'd be nice.
We need more girls sending in pictures of themselves for the unofficial Opie and Anthony website.
Absolutely.
What better way to feel better about yourself?
Yeah. There's a new section called the Girls of O&A. That'd make you feel better. All right, Billy.
Richard, if you want, I'll come take the pictures.
Thanks.
Oh, no problem.
All right, Billy.
Bye, guys.
We got to give James a chance here. Let's see. James, you're on with Bridget. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right.
Two things. First of all, your boyfriend's a complete faggot. What's wrong with this guy? All right? And second of all, you are a genius. You just came up with a total, like, genius plan for marketing. This almond oil, it's like the Velveeta on the broccoli. Where did you come up with that?
Yeah, what?
You could eat my broccoli anytime. That's why I think you liked it so much. It was that almond oil.
Yeah, where did you learn the almond oil lip trick there?
Well, I wanted to put something on my lips to make them really smooth.
Yeah.
But lip gloss has all sorts of chemicals in there. I didn't want to get anything on them.
Yeah, you know, that is a problem that some of the guys have, though. You know, sometimes you ladies are so good, we're just convinced that you had a lot of practice.
Well, you know what? It's like, you know, a little cheese whiz on the broccoli, that stuff, I'm gonna make my wife do that every time. Now.
Oh, that's right, James. Bridget, how old are you? Everyone wants to know.
I'm 19.
19, that's right.
Perfect.
Perfect
wow,
age.
Look at that.
Yes. All right.
Coming career.
Thank you, James.
Bye.
Well, Bridget, I hope this isn't going to turn you off to giving hummers.
No.
You know, that's the last thing we need.
Old Dirty.
Oh, so tender, Bridget, like these pork chops I'm frying up right now. Oh, my.
Where'd you steal them, Old Dirty?
So you live by Short Hills, huh? So that means you got money. I'm not going to ask you your address because that would be too obvious. But your man, the guy you were giving the hummer to, he, you know, you guys are well-to-do and stuff like that? Because, you know, like your parents are out of the country. You know, my mom goes, like, out of the borough. I think she's an England kid.
Yeah, no, my parents have their money, but it's their money.
It's their money. So what, the guy you gave the hummer to, he was a, like, snob? He, like, his parents, like, give him everything and stuff like that?
Well, I'm finding it hard to find good things to say about him right now, but, yeah.
Oh, look, she's all upset and everything.
You see that?
Did you get a bump on your head when he threw you backwards like that?
I do have a bump on my head.
What, but why did he throw you back?
I don't know.
Dirty, why aren't you listening? Because he's convinced.
I know, but he's
convinced that she's a little slut because she did such a good.
To find out his little angel
Why was he after me that long to do something? Then he was screwed up. Something's wrong. Something's wrong with him.
Yeah, it's funny, him.
Homeboy was dogging her to hit the ass. And now he got it going, and he got rid of it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't, you know.
All right, Old Dirty.
I don't get it, man.
I don't get it either.
Bridget, hold on the line. We're going to give you some stuff from the Opie and Anthony prize closet.
Oh, that's okay.
Would you like Opie Goes to South Central?
Yeah, it's a porno movie.
No porno.
No?
All right, hold on the line. We'll take care of you, though.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right, and there's a few more people that want to talk to you, so make sure they keep you on hold, okay?
Hey, Bridget, quickly. You know how you could maybe, I don't even know if you want to get back in his good graces.
No.
Yeah? Well, next time, if that ever happens again, Offer him up the back door.
Offer him the hoop.
Yeah, offer him the hoop, the balloon knot.
Wow.
That'll fix it right up.
That's a big move there, kid.
Yeah, the guy will be convinced that she's an innocent girl, Anthony.
She's in porno or something.
She's going to need a lot more than almond oil, kid. Tell you that much.
Some WD-40.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, we know what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Bridget. Bridget.
Yeah?
I love you.
Listen to you, you pig.
We have to save this little flower from lesbianism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when you saw the member, were you excited to see it?
Yeah, I was.
You were?
Yeah.
They got you all hot and, you know.
Hey, Bridget, can we get your, like, boyfriend on the line or something?
Yeah, you should do that.
Or your ex-boyfriend?
No.
We'll call him.
No, I don't want anything to do with him.
Oh, man. Oh, look at that.
All right, hold on, guys, okay? We got to take a quick break here.
Okay.
There goes Bridget. Cute little innocent Bridget, Anthony. Loretta, real fast, we got to take a break. What's up?
No, I saw your guy jumping around outside of TRL. He's in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
Right behind the rock with the wow sign.
I know, he's going to get hit by a bus or something. You see that?
He's got to be careful.
Yeah. Yeah, he struck again today.
Oh, God, it was hilarious. Between yesterday and today, I look forward to it now.
Oh, cool. Thanks, Loretta.
Thanks. Could you hook me up with any Royal Rumble tickets?
We don't have those.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye. All right, Anthony, as we take a break.
Yes.
For all the new members of the Tuesday Night Hummer Club, a little song from Airsick Productions.
Hummer loving on Tuesday night.
Hummer loving, it feels so right.
I got my girl down on her knees.
Wonder if he will do me. Hummer's done, his shine is gone. Oh, I love Tuesday night.
Hummer, 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 hummer.
Tell me more, tell me more.
We don't care where we are.
Dropped my pants.
You owe this to Opie and Ant.
I'll call them up when you go down.
All the hears a slipping sound.
Hammer's done. Get me some gum. Oh, I love Hammer now.
Tell me more.
I don't mean to offend.
Tell me more.
Now can you do my friend? I exploded, that's where it ends. I have got the world's best girlfriend.
I love to be in his life.
Think it's time I took a nap.
Ugh. Hammer's done. There's more to come.
Violence sometimes.
Anthony. Hey, you guys are a bunch of pussies.
God, I want to punch you in the face.
That'll leave a bruise.
1027 WNEW.
Hey, Anthony Paisano of Mulberry Street in the heart of Little Italy.
You love Paisanos. We go down there all the time. Joey's a fine host. We love the Italian cuisine, authentic Italian cuisine from age-old recipes, Opie.
Mm-hmm.
You go down there, you're an Italian guy like me. You're used to grandma's cooking.
Yeah, because I mean, I think like I could be tricked by Italian food.
Maybe
because I'm not a you know.
Right.
I'm not a
guinea like me.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
I knew, but I could say it because I am.
But so it's not easy to fool you, Anthony. You've had the old fashioned Italian cooking from your grandma and all, right?
Grew up with it.
Okay.
And I go to Paisano's and get an authentic Italian cuisine. Very good. I like the stuffed veal chop.
Mm.
Oh, and the fried ravioli.
Right.
To die for.
Right.
way. Then you get the big thing of pasta and clams. They just have everything you could want from an Italian restaurant. The atmosphere, the food, the service. You go down there, bring the family, bring a date. You'll have a great time. And then you see Joey walking around. You go, hey, Joey, how you doing? Opie and Anthony sent me. And he'll give you a free glass of wine.
Yeah, because he's good like that.
Yes, he is.
All right, it's Paisano, Mulberry Street in the heart of Little Italy. Make a reservation by calling 965-1188. That's 965-1188. Open 7 days a week. Weekends till 2 a.m. We see a lot of people sitting down there at like 12:30 at night to eat dinner and stuff. It's Paisano, Mulberry Street in the heart of Little Italy. 1027 WNEW. It's the Opie and Anthony Show. Thanks for joining us today.
Yay.
212-757-1027. The phones are just going wild here, Anthony. Bridget's still on the line. Poor Bridget. Bridget, you still there?
I'm still here.
You all right?
I'm okay.
Bridget called yesterday, Anthony, a little 19-year-old girl. She's never had sex before. Her boyfriend was having a birthday. She figured she'd do the right thing and give him a Hummer. She asked us for Hummer advice. Anthony walked her through it. She did the deed last night, and after it was complete and everything was good, she thought everything was great. It was a perfect night. He pretty much, just pushed you backwards onto your head?
Yeah.
And you banged your head. You got a bump on your head, and he goes, I always knew you were a little slut.
Right.
I always knew you were a little slut.
All right, hold on. There's a girl.
A whore, actually.
A little whore?
All right, hold on. Casey's on the line. A girl. She says this is common. Casey, what's up?
Hey, yous guys.
How are you?
Okay, how you doing?
Yous guys.
Yous guys.
How old are you?
Twice her age.
Oh,
it
really?
It hurts to say that.
No, that's okay. So you think this is not uncommon, right?
Yeah, I've been in a situation where I was dating a guy for a while, already having sex. And then you get to the part where you're dating for a while, and now you're going to have really good, you'll never forget me for the rest of your life sex.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then the next day, they're like, so who you been with? So tell me, guys, what's that all about?
Well, we're a little paranoid, you know? We're convinced, you know, you try a new trick or something that you learned it somewhere. Or if you're really good when we first start dating you, we're like, oh, man, this girl's a slut. How many guys has she slept with?
Where'd that move come from?
Well, that's the whole point of, like, waiting a little while and then being in a place where it's like, okay, here it comes.
Uh-huh.
So that's not what I expected.
Right. So that did happen to you, though?
Yeah.
And it wrecked the relationship?
Yeah, I wrecked it. I was like, well, screw you.
Yeah,
I'd rather be with somebody that's going to appreciate that.
Any advice for Bridget? She's on the line.
Screw him.
Bridget,
yeah.
You hear
Move
that?
Move on. Move on. Stupid
no
guy.
Problem.
Yeah.
She's really upset, though.
I know, but, you know, that's... he could have not, like, knocked you down, you know?
Yeah, that
that's
was
a bad
the
most, sign.
That was the worst thing.
That's a bad sign.
All right.
Hang in.
But, Casey, I don't know why we think that way, but we do. Guys, you know, if you guys are really good, when we first started dating, you were like, man.
Well, I could understand.
The girl has
the first
a lot of
time,
experience.
But...
Yeah.
Or
if you break out a new trick, you know, in the relationship, you're like, wow, where did you learn that?
You got to hold back a few things in your repertoire, you know?
Oh, yeah, no, you rent a couple of weeks, and you learn a few things.
I wonder if she learned that in Cosmo.
then
you go find the latest Cosmo to see if that trick was in there or something. All right, Casey.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bridget, John is saying there's some holes in your story. Let's move on to John. John, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
It's the one under her nose that got her in trouble, that hole. Huh? Bridget.
What's up, John?
Yo, I think, I don't know, her story don't make sense. That is the funniest thing I ever heard in my life, though. Any guy to do that, you got to get her guy on the phone, because I'm not buying her story. I'm giving it to the guy right now, because that just doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah, we really want to talk to this guy, Bridget.
I don't want to talk to him.
No?
Yeah, because she's full of it. She either bit it off or something. She just doesn't have it, her story right, one bit.
I don't know. She sounds for real to me.
I don't know. Get the guy on, and then we'll decide, because right now I think she's full of it.
All right, John.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. You believe her, right, Ant?
I would like to, yeah. You know.
Bridget, I believe.
Believe me.
I believe you. Andy, what's up?
Yeah, I got some advice for her.
Yeah.
What?
Maybe next time when you're done, you shouldn't say this is the way your father likes it.
Oh.
Nice.
Come on, Andy.
Andy, you can't tell me you honestly believe that this girl's telling the truth.
Andy, what are we going to play?
She's so full of it. Come on.
Hey, Bridget, can we play a game with you?
Sure.
You sure? Hey, we have a really good prize.
Okay. I don't need a prize.
Well,
game?
We gave you stuff, though. You can back out, but I want to play. Let's see who can make Bridget cry.
Well, that's going to be really hard.
Really?
Do you want to play it?
Well, let's make Bridget cry?
I mean, if we could, like, have a whole bit that revolved around your mom, I think it's okay to play Let's Make Bridget Cry.
I think it might be a little rough to...
I don't know. Bridget...
It's a little whore to cry.
I don't think she is going to cry.
Well, Andy, you tried, and she didn't vibe, so...
You know why she ain't crying? Because she's full of it.
All right. Well, thank you, Andy.
All right. Take it easy, guys. Right.
How long are you going out with this guy for, Bridget?
Just over a year.
Yeah? Kind of grew attached to him?
Yeah.
Yeah? Kind of made you feel bad when he did that to you?
He's a dick.
Mm.
All right, hold on.
Did you feel dirty?
You know what I did afterwards?
What? Brushed your teeth, I hope. Gargled.
I took one of my mom's Valium, and I drank half a bottle of wine that was left.
All right, listen.
I went in the shower.
Yeah.
And I turned it on scalding hot. And I just sat there. And I just cried. I just cried.
You cried and cried.
Kind of like that.
Because you're a little whore.
Kind of like that scene from The Big Chill with Glenn Close in the shower.
I didn't see The Big Chill.
Oh. All right, hold on a second. Do we want to play this game? She seems a little unstable.
Go ahead. Make her cry, man.
No, we want the listeners to play Make Bridget Cry for a prize.
Okay, go ahead.
Do we have wrestling tickets? For Raw's War, when they do that live at Madison Square Garden. All right, let me clear all the lines. If you want to play Make Bridget Cry, give us a call, 212-757-1027.
Oh, that's horrible.
Well, I asked you guys if you want to play. You said yes.
Yeah, it'll be funny. It's horrible, but funny. Don't get me wrong.
All right, hold on. Let me clear all the lines. Bridget. Hey, Bridget.
Yeah.
Before we play, I'm going to give you one more chance to back out.
Don't shut up. No, don't back out.
I'm okay.
All right, hold on. Jay's saying we shouldn't play Let's Make Bridget Cry. Jay? Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
This is a little too much for you?
Yeah, that's messed up, man. It's going through something dramatic. You can't try to make her cry.
It'll be therapeutic.
Oh, man, it'll be upsetting.
We have our first contestant, Anthony.
You gotta believe her.
All right, Anthony's on the line.
Yeah.
Jay, someone wants to play Make Bridget Cry.
All right.
This is so... I got to go on record and say this is so wrong.
Come on.
This is so wrong. Bridget, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, we're going to start with Anthony. Anthony, our first contestant on Make Bridget Cry.
We will be the sole judges.
I never agreed to play this game. This girl is a phony. Playing this game is BS, but I was funny as cancer. This is sick. You guys can't pick on this girl. She's going to commit suicide.
You don't want to play?
I'm not going to commit suicide. I'm okay.
Yeah, drink a bottle of wine and a Valium. Nah, you don't want to commit suicide.
No, please. Like, I won't kill you.
You don't want to play then?
No, I don't want to play. Can I have wrestling tickets anyway?
No.
You're a pussy. Should we go to Jeff?
Yeah.
All right. Jeff, you're our first contestant on Make Bridget Cry.
Brittany, this is the biggest crock. There's no way that this guy is going to push you down and all that kind of stuff. It's impossible.
Just telling me it didn't happen is not going to make me cry.
No, because then you're saying that you're going and you're taking Valium and wine. How come you didn't say that earlier?
Make her cry. Don't interrogate her.
She's not going to cry.
She's not going to make me cry.
She's not going to cry because it never happened. It absolutely never happened.
Well, we want guys that'll want to play.
Well, yeah, you're not a good player.
I do want to play, but this girl, there's no way that she did it. No guy is going to tell her that it was bad and push her down and tell her that. It's impossible.
All right.
It's the biggest crock. You're going online. You're embarrassing yourself.
All right. Well, Jeff really does want to play, obviously, Anthony.
I know.
Bridget, we'll go to Eric, okay?
Okay.
Eric.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Man, you guys, you know, I love you guys, but this is disgusting. And every guy who calls up and he's like, yo, the guys are all great and crap for, you know, pushing her down in her face. This is sick, man.
It is sick.
It is sick.
It's like
every guy is like, yeah, they're high-fiving each other, you know?
They're not high-fiving. Most people think it's horrible.
It's messed up, man.
All right, thank you, Eric. Eric doesn't want to play
these
either.
People, it says wants to play, and none of them want to play. Who's screening these calls?
Who's screening the calls? Bridget.
Hello?
You said it's okay to play Make Bridget Cry, right?
It's okay to make Bridget cry.
This is really painful. There's some guys that are ready to play now. Brett.
Yo.
What's up?
What's going on, guys?
You're on with Bridget.
Bridget.
Yeah?
What is wrong with you?
With me?
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Why?
What do you think is going to happen when somebody sticks their penis in you?
What do you mean?
What are you going to do then?
Well, hopefully it'll end up a little better.
Huh? Hopefully it's better. The guy smacked you after you perform oral on him.
Yeah.
What's he going to do when after he has sex with you? Is he going to beat you around a little bit?
I'm not going to be with him.
Huh?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he's working.
Good try, Brett.
Not playing the right angles.
How many seconds do we allow?
We'll just allow. We're the sole judges. We'll cut you off whenever we feel it's not working.
All right, EJ, you're the next contestant in Make Bridget Cry.
What's up, fellas? What's going on?
All right, EJ.
Cool. Hey, Bridget, I was wondering.
Yeah.
Is it because... Are you so upset because... Was it that your mom did a better job than your boyfriend? Or was it... Did you have flashbacks of your father knocking you down after you did him?
Nice.
Okay, this could be wrong.
You got to follow it up, EJ. You ever watch a fight and a fighter gets a good right hook in and he wobbles the guy, but then the fighter backs off and you're like, pound him, pound him.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have a follow up to that shot.
All right, EJ.
All right, fellas.
Thank you.
Later.
All right, listen, we got to regroup. If we're going to play this, we got to take a break and get real contestants on the line, Anthony. Okay,
yeah.
Bridget? Hey, Bridget.
Yeah?
We're going to take a quick break.
Yeah?
And then we're going to continue the game with some real players, okay?
Okay.
If you want to play Make Bridget Cry, give us a call, 212-757-1027. We'll be back.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
You guys are going to burn in hell. Opie and Anthony.
1027 WNEW. It's the Opie and Anthony show. I think, Anthony, we've gone too far today.
Why?
On the radio show. Well, we're playing a game called Make Bridget Cry.
Yeah, Bridget had a little trouble on a Hummer Tuesday last night. It was our boyfriend's birthday. She wanted to give him a Hummer for his birthday. She did. It was a beautiful scene as she spelt it out for us. And when her boyfriend finished and she accepted his finishing, he grabbed her head, pushed her away, her head hitting the floor, and said, "I always knew you were a little whore."
And it was the first time she ever gave a Hummer.
Yes.
Bridget, you're still there, right?
Still
here. Now remember, you said you wouldn't mind playing Make Bridget Cry, so.
You sounded like you were getting a little choked up earlier in your conversation talking about your boyfriend and how you're not going to see him again.
Yeah,
I'm sure you want to play this. Our listeners can be mean bastards.
That would make me cry.
All right. Tony!
Yeah.
You're up first. You want to play?
Yeah, I want to play. First of all,
right.
I know who this broad is.
Okay.
Real name is Bridget.
All right.
And Tuesday night wasn't her first Hummer. Monday night was. She practiced on me before she was with her boyfriend. That's why he called her a pig. She knows it's the truth. And you know who this is, Bridget. And don't pretend you don't, Bridget.
I have no idea who you are.
You don't know who this is, huh?
No.
You practiced the almond thing on me.
You wish.
Yeah. Now, you know it's the truth. And so is Henry, your real boyfriend. That's why he called you a pig. And he said you were horrible. She knows it, Oney.
Nice guy.
It's a pig. Stinking pig.
Well, I don't think it's working, but that was pretty brutal.
That was brutal.
But if it's not who he's talking about, it doesn't matter.
All right, let's go to Pat. Pat, you're next. Pat?
Oh, and hey, what's up, guys?
All right, you're on the line with Bridget.
All right, first of all, the suicide thing. A guy in two glasses of wine.
Shh,
quiet, I'm talking. A guy in two glasses of wine in a hot shower. That sounds like you get ready to go out. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I know. That's what I was saying.
Come on. I mean, and this whole thing, I tell you,
I think it happened, not in this world, in whatever world you're in. You know, I think this is all cooked up in your fat little head, because I'm sure you weigh at least 300 pounds. You're probably so ugly, no guy would let you harm them. I mean, let's be serious here.
Bridget?
Hello? Not working.
No? You're not as big as Monica Lewinsky?
No.
Okay.
What do you look like, Bridget?
What do you mean? Like, how much do I weigh? How tall
Describe
am I?
Describe yourself. Tall, weight, hair.
I'm about 5'7".
All right.
I weigh anywhere between... I probably weigh about 105 right now.
5'7", 105?
Huh? I told you, I was really skinny growing up.
That's a weight.
But I work out a lot, so I'm not, like, scrawny skinny.
All right, let me get rid of Pat Anthony. We can move on with the game. Let's go to Frankie. Frankie!
Bridget!
Yeah?
How much you charge? I want to know right now. Get on your knees and tell me what you could do.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying anything. Let me know. Come on, Bridget. Help. Bridget, let me tell you something. You know you're an expert. You know what you're doing. Tell me what it is. What time I got to pick you up. Let's go out, baby. Punch
you
me.
Guys have sensitive listeners, huh?
What? You're popping volume sitting in the shower. Come on, honey. I got volumes. Let's go. I got any volume you want. What are you doing? A half a button? No, don't interrupt me, Opie. I want her. Come on, Bridget. I can get you. I know I can.
You think?
I know I can.
Frankie,
I want it right now.
You're running out of time, Frankie.
I got a couple of volumes. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right, that was it. I don't think anyone's going to get you to cry, Bridget. Dave, you're next.
Yeah, this is your daddy, Bridget.
Hi, Daddy.
Why'd you cheat on me with that boy? You know you're a filthy little pig.
Nice.
You know you're a whore.
Thanks, Dad.
Slammed your head back because you didn't swallow it all. That's why he smacked you. You're only upset because he didn't tie you up and spank the hell out of you like your daddy do.
It's not called make Bridget laugh.
Yeah, she's laughing.
Well, I should get a prize for that, shouldn't I? Hey, Opie, I got one question for you.
Yeah, hit it.
How long were you dating your old lady before she gave you a Hummer?
That's a good question.
Was it less than a year?
Yeah.
I'm sure it was. And would you think she's a pig?
No, not at all.
Because you were kind of leaning towards the favor of the guy.
Huh?
You sounded like you were kind of leaning towards the favor of the guy.
Well, you get paranoid if they do a good job.
Yeah, but it...
You know.
You wait a year for a Hummer, you get one, you're going to be damn thankful.
Of course. It wasn't a year. Thanks, Dave.
All right, later.
It was two.
Yeah. Where's Bridget?
Huh?
Bridget.
Hey, Bridget.
Yeah.
Hey, when was the last time you did cry?
All night. This morning.
Really?
Yeah.
All sad about your boyfriend, how he treated you.
I loved him.
You loved him? Just think of when you first got together. Remember that? Everything was all nice and sweet. Did he do nice things for you?
He was so nice.
Yeah. You went out a lot, and he got you things, and it was all fun. And then last night, he just pushed your head away and called you a whore. You're never, ever going to have a good time with him ever again.
I don't want to.
That could have been the last guy, the last decent guy you meet. You might have to troll through scum now for years.
Oh, my God.
Having different members in your face.
No.
Week after week before you find somebody that's even half as nice as this guy treated you up until he turned on you last night. Yeah. It's hard for a filthy whore to find a boyfriend.
You were really close.
Aha. You almost was there. George, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
All right.
Hey, Bridget.
Yeah?
I feel really sorry for you. You know, you spent a year with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys shared a lot of good times together.
Mm-hmm.
And then he turns around, and it's like it didn't mean nothing to him, all those times spent together. He just turned around and is like, you're nothing but trash. You're nothing but dirt on my shoe.
It's even worse that he threw me.
Didn't that feeling just lingers with you? It just doesn't go away, does it?
No.
Every time you just think of him, you think of all those good times, you try to please him. For God's sake, you know? You try to. And you did, I don't think you did anything wrong.
For the love of God, I'm going to cry. Come on.
No.
I'm sorry, Bridget, but I don't think you did anything wrong. I think you're a pretty girl inside, and you shouldn't be treated like that, you know, like trash. He just pushed you. It's like, you're nothing. You're nothing to me. You never meant nothing to me.
All right, George, thank you.
Very close.
My brother wants to play.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Hey, Darren.
Hey.
You're a cold-hearted F. You want to play?
I am very cold.
All right.
But I mean this with all my heart. Bridget?
Yeah?
This is as good as it gets, babe. I mean, the whole year you're going out, that's all he's thinking. It's like, when can I use her as a depository for my freaking sperm? Now you're going to go out, you're going to be a slut the rest of your life. You're never going to have a real relationship because you're going to be all freaking weepy. You're going, ugh. You're not going to forget this. That taste is never going to leave your mouth and your face. And that's just as good as it gets. So, you know, you're a whore. You're a girl. Get over it. You know?
Thanks, Darren.
Well, life is good for guys and bad for girls. And that's all he wanted. I mean, and he got it. I applaud him. I'm laughing. I'm like, this is the best. I got to meet this guy and, you know, join the club.
That's great.
So, that's it.
Holy smoke. You got more issues than Opie.
No way. You know what comes out of a guy's member during his day? And here you are gladly accepting. And then he throws you on the floor and that surprises you?
Hang up.
What the heck is going on?
Later, hang up.
My brother wins the contest.
Winner.
Yeah.
We got to find out how many times they dumped out of my brother's speech there.
I couldn't take it anymore. What is this? Like, make her feel good about herself? Forget it.
We got to get the raw audio of that on the unofficial website. I know they dumped out. Only once? Hey, that's not bad.
Hey, not bad.
Well, Elms, you want some wrestling tickets?
Sure.
I told J-Man he's a cold-hearted son of a bitch.
Man.
He's got ice flowing through his veins.
Yeah, I have Sandy over here, too.
Oh, easy. It's going to make you cry.
All right, Sam.
All right, Darren.
All right, I'll see you later.
All right, man.
Bye.
My brother wins.
Wow.
That was harsh.
That was a little too real sounding coming out of him.
He's been there, trust me. But we gotta get Bridget's call back to make sure she's okay. She did want to play the game, right, Ant?
Yes.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back.
In theaters now, the Brady Bunch movie. That's right. It's those lovable, sex-crazed Bradys.
Mom, I'm coming.
Oh, no.
Cindy, not again.
Cindy's at it again.
I'm coming.
Big deal.
Aw, congratulations, honey. Why don't you go tell Alice the news? She's in her room.
I can't even believe these morons.
He's a disgusting little man.
And Anthony.
What a douchebag.
Train Wreck Radio.
Bend over.
This is sicker than Faces of Death.
1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
We just played a game of Make Bridget Cry. She hung up.
Oh.
My brother won. I think she's calling back here. Bridget.
Hi, guys.
You all right?
I'm okay.
What happened?
You hung up on us.
I didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
Were you crying?
Yeah.
You were?
Your brother said just about everything that was going through my head.
Oh, no. Opie's brother is disturbed. I don't know. He was really unleashing.
Did you really cry when you hung up?
Yeah.
Yeah? Hold on, I think my brother's on the line. He wants
No. I don't want to talk to your brother.
He wants to apologize. Darren. Darren. Is he there? Elmo. Did he hang up?
Might not be there.
All right, hold on a sec. See if he's there. That might be him calling in again. Bridget.
Yeah.
You all right?
I'm okay.
You said you would play the game.
I know. I'm sorry.
All right. Mm. Well, we have a winner, my brother.
Congratulations, Darren.
Oh. Oh, my God.
I'm just waiting to see if my brother calls back.
What was the part that really got to you?
Yeah.
I just feel like, you know, after a year, and I just feel used, and I didn't get anything out of it. And yeah. I don't even, you know.
It's like you wasted a bunch of time with this guy.
Not only that, I gave something to him.
Yeah.
And then blew up.
Something very personal and private.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the line that really got you?
I don't even know.
No?
What are you going to miss most about this guy?
Nothing.
Well, there had to be something you're going to miss
about.
Not
right now.
No? Can't think back before this horrible thing and think of something nice that you're going to miss?
I don't think so. Not right now.
All right. Hold on. There's a few people that want to talk to you. Let's go and
try to cheer her up, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Ilona?
Yes.
What's up?
Hi, how are you?
You're on the line with Bridget.
I think Bridget's full of it, because if you hold out for a year, a guy would be so thankful to get it, and even if he did think she was a whore, he'd still stay with her and keep coming back for more.
Is that from personal experience?
Not exactly personal experience, but I've seen it happen.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it's just no way.
Yeah, guys will not say no to a Hummer.
No.
Maybe, exactly.
Whatever he thinks of her, it doesn't matter. He can go and get more on the side or whatever the case may be.
Right.
But he'd still stay with her and get more. And I mean, especially if it was good.
Well, maybe the fact that it didn't bother him.
If it did in fact happen, then he is just a mental case. I mean, what's wrong with him?
Well, that's probably the fact. Maybe it bothered him so much.
I really do find it kind of hard to swallow, though. I really do.
Well, Bridget didn't.
Bridget had no problem. What?
Bridget had no problem, so.
He could be a holy roller or something, Opie, you know?
Yeah.
One of those kind of people that, you know, for a year after not having sex, and he didn't even want to have sex with this girl.
Right.
And she comes on to him, and he feels like she's a whore.
He should know her well enough after a year to know that she's not, if she was in fact doing it for the first time, whether it was good or not, because I know I was good right from the get-go.
Right.
So, without practice or no practice.
All right.
If you got it, you got it.
Well, don't pump yourself up there.
Well.
Lona.
Well, my fiancé seems to think so.
Well, even a bad one's pretty good.
That's right.
It's not
rocket science.
Yeah, science. Insert, no. Move up, down, repeat.
There you go.
Move up, down. No, actually, I had someone describe it as the top of his head caving in on him. That's how good it felt.
All right. Thank you, Alona.
You're welcome.
All right, bye.
Bye.
The cinder block and the wall of the projects might have fallen on top of him.
We have Paul in the studio, Anthony, a faithful listener of the show.
Hey, Bridget, I got a question for you.
Yeah?
Well, just to prove that everybody that they're wrong and stuff like that, why don't you come down here and bring your almond oil and let's prove that maybe you did something right or wrong. Why not? There's nothing the matter with that. I mean, you've already done it once. It's no big deal now, right?
Yeah, we should get you a date or something.
No,
now we feel we have to make it up to you because we made you cry this afternoon.
Not only that, she'd never got a banging out of it. Like, you don't, you never been banged?
No.
So she never even got that. She gives a Hummer, the guy treats her like a whore, and she's never even had sex.
Yeah. Who's on the line with Bridget? Hello?
Hey, me?
Lucia, whatever your name is.
Yeah.
What's up?
Lucia. Yeah, I'm over twice that girl's age, I was saying.
Okay.
Bridget, relax. I wanted to give a reason for half those guys to cry that were so cruel.
All right.
if their wives or girlfriends or whatever, possible future girls hear that about them and how they treated you and how they didn't believe it. One, their sensitivity that they didn't believe it is because they'd never do it. But two, about half those girls have been through something similar. And they're not going to believe how insensitive their guys were.
All right.
But how could you be like that? And don't let it happen again, hon.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Lucia.
Bye.
We really got to wrap up this
segment. Dreadfully close.
I know.
Oh, it was pulling out of the station, I swear to God. And my finger was right on it.
Jay, what's going on?
Yeah, what's going on? I just wanted to say that this girl's boyfriend ruined it for everybody because she is never going to give a Hummer again.
Yeah,
Bridget, will you?
Yeah, Bridget.
It could have been worse. She could have got a dirty Sanchez.
Bridget, will you ever give a Hummer again?
I told you. I thought it was really beautiful.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, there's a lot of guys that would find it beautiful.
Can I hold out for a number?
Yeah, let's put her number on like eBay or something.
You can bid for it.
Hey, you guys, can you play that Delta commercial, the Ebonics?
Yeah.
Where is that
Do
one?
I have that in front of me here?
Oh, that thing is the best, man. You guys are the stuff.
All right, thank you, man. Bye.
You'd be flying up in that bitch.
Hey, Spaz, find the... Oh, I just hung up on Bridget by accident. Find the Delta commercial, the homie thing. We got to move on from Bridget. I feel bad we made her cry today, Anthony. Debbie, what's up?
I'm sure you feel horrible.
What's up, guys?
All right.
Hey.
What are you doing?
Not much.
Hanging.
Just hanging?
Yeah.
So you going to the grand opening tonight, huh?
The WWF, yes.
It's supposed to be a big event, Opie. Have you been reading the paper? Like a television and movie star is going to be showing up and all kinds of people.
Sugar Ray performing.
Sugar Ray will be playing, performing
guys,
tonight.
I must admit I'm kind of bummed because I really wanted to go to that tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I'm thinking since you guys are going.
Oh, it's invitation only. We are the special privileged few, Opie.
Few. There'll be like 3,000 people.
I know.
Who are you kidding? You always feel special when you get an invite like this, and then you show up, and it's like, oh.
So your
the whole
ticket,
city was
like,
invited.
Oh, look, everybody's here.
Yeah.
I wonder if that guy from New York One will be there with the big bushy eyebrows.
George Whipple or whatever.
George Whipple.
Whatever his
He's
name
at is. Everything. Yeah. Like, I went to one of those dopey parties for Maxim or something. No, details. Oops.
I went to the Maxim one. You went
to the
Maxim one.
Yeah, you went to the Maxim one. And you're walking around, and you just see, like, that guy with the big furry eyebrows. And then a couple of other, like, pseudo-celebs, the Let's Get Ready to Rumble guy.
Yep.
And a couple of models. But, they're saying some bigwigs are supposed to be there tonight, Opie.
Well, we're very excited. Right after the show, we're going to head on down there.
Hobnobbing.
We'll be...
better than knob-hobbing.
Yeah, don't confuse it with hob-nob. Yeah, Debbie, I'm sorry we can't invite you to this one.
No. All right, Oops. How about some Roy's War tickets then? Come on, guys.
I think, my brother...
Give it to me.
Yeah, my brother can't win the prize, so we'll give you the pair of tickets. How's that? That he was supposed to win.
You're the best, guys.
All right, hold on the line. Actually, they're right here. You got the WWF Roy's War and Madison Square Garden tickets. That's for February 28th. It's before you can buy them. Tickets go on sale Monday, January 24th at 10 a.m. Spaz will take good care of you, Debbie, all right?
Listen, guys, you suck.
All right, hold on the line.
Later.
All right, bye. And Ant will be back. We found the Delta commercial.
Y'all be going on vacation? See, the thing is, if you about to be up out this bitch, check it. Peep Delta. We be flying all over this bitch. Let me ask you something. You fin to raise up and get your travel on? From the interior to the exterior, you got to get your posterior in one of these big-ass planes. Dog, you lay in the cut straight sitting on your ass and getting your drink on and your snack on while we floss and fly this mofo all over this bitch. East Coast, West Coast, it don't matter. Nia, we'll get you to your hoe and back lickety-split. No sh**. Then you be back at your crib chilling with a flat spliff, thinking we were some crazy-ass angel. Hell, these fat, round, thick-ass vessels run up in the sky so deep, it be crying. Yeah, you thought it was rain. So bring a towel, because at Delta, it's laid out like that. Call one of these fly-ass Delta coochies and make all them punk-ass co-workers of yours catch the vapors as you be off and up out. You going? We fly you there. You been? We done already flew up in there. We got you covered like a jimmy hat. At Delta, we loves us some flying. And it be showing like a motherfucker.
Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, can we get these illiterates off the air, please?
We suck.
If I wasn't on it, I wouldn't listen.
1027 WNEW.
That could be the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life, Anthony.
Uh-huh, why?
Can't figure out why John Lovitz is not on TV anymore. And Fidelity Diamond.
Yes, the engagement ring specialist.
Yeah, if you're going to be a sucker and, you know, like get engaged this Valentine's Day. Hey, Ann, you want to talk about getting engaged?
No.
How about you do this, Reed? You know all about marriage and getting engaged.
Why don't you? You'll probably get engaged at some point. Well, maybe engagement isn't right for everybody, but if you're going to get engaged...
Remember these two words.
Fidelity Diamond.
No. Prenup.
Oh, the Ixnay.
What?
This is supposed to be for very loving people that are going to be getting engaged.
We're very honest on this show, Anthony. Sure, yeah. A lot of people will be getting engaged this
Valentine's
Day, and if you got to do it, you know,
I bought you a box of candy schnookums. Oh, open it up.
Oh, it's a ring.
That's right.
If you're gonna break down and do it, you might as well do it the right way, right, Anthony?
Yes.
Fidelity Diamond, the engagement ring specialist. These guys know what they're doing. They give you an education.
Yeah.
You know, they go in, you go in, they show you the diamonds, they show you why it's a good diamond, they show you the setting, they pretty much put the whole damn thing together right in front of you, so there's no tricks going on.
Yeah, you don't know what's under that setting at the ring you bought at the department store.
I saw on, like, Dateline or 48 Hours or 60 Minutes or 60 Minutes 2. I can't figure out which show is what anymore.
Yeah.
But they had the hidden cameras where you pick out a really, really nice diamond, and they go in the back, and they change it for a really crappy diamond.
Right.
And stuff. That stuff scares the crap out of me. Fidelity Diamond doesn't do that, obviously, because they do the whole thing right in front of you. They educate you. They tell you why it's a good diamond. They weigh it in front of you. They show you the setting, okay?
Right.
And now through the end of Valentine's Day, buy your diamond engagement ring at Fidelity Diamond and get a platinum engagement ring setting for free. For free. That's a $500 value. You can call Tom Colosino, president of Fidelity Diamond, for a confidential appointment at 201-261-6555. That's 201-261-6555 for Fidelity Diamond, the engagement ring specialist. 1027 WNEW, it's Opie and Anthony.
What am I, chopped liver?
Oh, yeah, Paul's in here. Truck driver Paul.
How are you then, Opie? How you feeling?
Opie.
Well, you know, I've been calling him that for so long. You know, when NEW was NEW and there was music happening,
mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I love music. You know, and sure. then you guys come along, and I used to call you Tweedledum and Tweedledummer, and I had no more music. Now the station ain't music. You guys play a lot of music. I can't figure the damn thing out.
Yeah, remember? We had you on one of our bits, didn't we?
Well, you locked me in a goddamn coffin. That's not a bit. You locked me in a coffin.
No, you're on the... where's the Paul bit?
Oh, my God. That's going back. Gee whiz. Before I even knew that I was on the air. I'm trying to get to somebody to pull a plug on you, Black.
Yeah, yeah. Remember that? This guy used to call our boss all the time. To try to get us fired.
You
got to
get them off the air. These guys are terrible.
This is how
I wanted my music. You know what good music is? Well, maybe not dopey, but music.
Yeah, for me, you know, I know it works for me.
You know, because, like, I mean, I brought along something, you know, just for the hell of it for later on,
yeah.
To show these muttonheads at NEW what music was and why they should have cared what the people thought. I mean, I'm glad that you guys are here now because I get to break your hookies. You know what I mean?
Well, what CD
what
you bring?
Do you got?
Oh, yeah, I mean, you want to just hear a good song, a really rocking tune?
Let me see it.
Let's see. Put on, which I think is probably one of the greatest songs ever written.
All right. Wow. Greatest songs ever written.
Yeah, it's a rocking tune.
Oh, as God.
Hey, you know, don't say, oh, God. If it wasn't for that band, none of the music today would be around. Crank it up, right. You people. Listen up. Let me know what you think it is.
I'm going to embarrass you. This is what he thinks is great music.
Well, only if you put on... Van Halen, still listen to the music.
It's UFO.
UFO.
Lights out, right?
So you think UFO is like one of the greatest bands ever?
Well, you let the people hear the music, then you can bust my chops. Let them hear the lead break. I think that Eddie Van Halen didn't steal anything.
Sad part is I'd rather hear this than Paul talk, so that's why I'm cranking it up when he tries to talk.
Oh, look at this. Dopey's attacking.
What, Paul? Come on, we can't play this whole song.
UFO.
Well, at least could you go to the lead break? I'm not going to bust your horns for everything. At least let the people hear the lead.
What? You mean like the 80s solo? Is the 80s solo coming on?
What 80s? This is way before the 80s. Everybody's in the 80s solo from this. Everybody's in the 90s solo from this.
Really?
Come on, kid Michael Schenker was 18 years old. Just like Ingrid Malmsteen.
Oh, we're waiting for the lead break. But they threw another chorus in.
Of course, that's all they did in the 70s was throw choruses in.
Oh,
he's not letting me get my lead break in. Oh, well.
No, that's just... Can I break your UFO, CD?
No.
How pissed would you get?
Well, that one's hard to get, so I'd be pissed. You don't have to.
Look how paranoid he's getting.
You know what?
Look how brave you are now, Paul.
No,
come on.
Just remember, you're still
he's bending it. He's bending it.
Just freaking you out, Paul.
Nah, not at all. I mean, I can get another copy. You just don't have one here.
How rare is it?
No, that's not rare. That was a re-release in 92. It's not rare. My rare one's at home. That ain't going to bother me.
He's getting freaked out.
No, what freaks me out is, you realize, after he locked me in a coffin, he was supposed to give me all the music from N.E.W. So I brought a truck by just to get it. And that guy, RoboShween, the guy that lifted all the stuff with his como se llama, was going to carry it out for me that way.
Yeah.
And then I come here, and the little guy that looks like a mole gives me Universal Soldier 2 soundtrack. What the hell? That's not classic music.
Hold on, Paul. You're making fans here on the radio. Ron, what's up?
I can't take this guy anymore.
You know what? You got to live with it.
See, look, now you're on the other side. Now you're on the radio, the station, talking, and callers are calling up and ragging you.
Huh?
Send him over to CBS FM.
He likes his UFO. Here, Paul.
But speaking of that, CBS FM, by the way, first of all, when I was coming home, I heard you doing that. I swear they were giving out bottles of liquor at the Midtown Tunnel. I saw cars swerving all over the place.
All right.
Absolutely incredible. People slamming their dashboards. I know they had to be listening to that. Yeah. That was the funniest friggin' thing.
Either that or really listening to CBS FM.
No.
Coincidentally, a lot of our listeners are swaying all over the road right now trying to make it stop.
My chair just
Paul, Jesus. Hey, what's up?
Please, fellas, what? Take this 1977 reject, put him back in his donut truck, and let him go back to delivering donuts or whatever he delivers, for God's sakes. I mean, I can't understand what he's getting out of his mouth. It's still one syllable, it sounds like. Oh, you know, we're going to do a little bit of a little bit of a new one. I mean, it's like having a retarded dice clay in there, for Christ's sake.
You understand Latin? Okay, oui.
Hey,
thank you very much.
Okay?
All right.
Thank you very much. Hey, you two guys, suck and blow.
All right, thank you. Mike.
Yeah.
What's up?
Paul, what kind of crap do you listen to?
Well, let me ask you, what do you listen to?
I listen to some Limp Bizkit, Korn, the good stuff.
And where do they all get the music from? If you pick up the CD, it's called Essential UFO. You'll hear everything. They're all Limp Bizkit, Pearl Jam, and the rest of them wahoos.
It's called crap, that's what it is.
Well, then what you're listening to is crap. What does that say for you?
Garbage.
I can't believe you're actually...
This is the year 2000. What are you listening to?
That's like... Paul, that... that's like what... Line, Mike. That's like what the old fathers used to say back in, like, the 50s and stuff.
Dude,
They would say, like, they all got it from Benny Goodman. That's where all your music comes from, Benny Goodman.
I love
stuff. Now you're sounding kind of like an old guy to our listeners.
I love stuff like Candlebox and You, that does You and whatever else. I love stuff like that.
Yeah.
I love Pearl Jam. I'm just saying this is where it all came from.
Okay.
And I'm saying if N.E.W., which is now letting you guys play this music, if they would have been smart enough to play the original stuff back then, they wouldn't be off the air and have, Methuselah and Colostomy here in the morning, whatever the place is. Or the guy with a name like Likes Ass in the evening. What kind of stupid can these people be? I mean, you guys are at least almost acceptable.
Was this the stuff you were writing outside in the lobby for
No. I didn't do anything. You said do it off the top of my head.
Scott, what's up?
Hey, Paul, how old are you?
17.
17. Why don't you buy some music that aren't on 7 inches anymore? I mean, like,
do you
want to
play with my 7 inches? What? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, like, how old is this stuff?
I don't know. It came out in 92.
What's the name of the band again?
It came out in 92.
I think that they left for their home planet back 5 years ago.
And you should go back to yours, too. Who's the gay guy that looks like a young fag John Travolta that keeps running in and out of here?
Which one is that?
The guy looks like a fag young John Travolta with that funny looking hairdo. They're running in and out of here all the time. Looks like a young fag John Travolta. I don't know where.
Is that? Are you saying John the dump guy is?
No.
He's gonna dump out of you.
No, the guy that looks like a young John Travolta, but gay.
Rick.
Oh, that's Puerto Ricky, the human douchebag.
Rick. You think our producer Rick looks like a young John Travolta?
A fag version of it, sure. That's Puerto Rican. You know why I call him a human douche, by the way?
What?
You know the function of a douche, right?
Clean out.
That's correct. Now, whenever he starts talking on your show, the blood rushes right out of my head the same way. He's such a douche. Hey, you know, by the way, hey, Puerto Ricky, if you're out there, I got a present for you.
George, what's up?
Oh, Ron Lundy, let's get rid of this dick and throw him out of the station.
All right, very good.
Kevin from the Bronx saying, guys, is it possible to train a guy who's in the studio? get this ass off the air. Colleen.
Hey,
wow.
Andy.
Hi, what's up?
Hi, everyone. This guy, all due respect, I think Paul is his name. He sucks so bad, I'm going to listen to CBS FM till he gets off.
Oh, boy.
Has Paul been sucking on his tailpipe?
Oh, my God.
Can what makes these people think I drive a truck?
Huh?
Can you train a guy that's in the studio? That's an excellent suggestion.
Yeah. All right, Colleen. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, you're not getting rave reviews here.
Now I know how you guys felt when I was busting your hoops.
See? There you
exactly.
go.
A little bit different when the shoe's on the other foot.
All the instant feedbacks, every single one of them are saying, throw this guy out of the studio.
I love it. That means they're listening.
You didn't make points, you know, breaking out your UFO CD.
Oh, I don't care. You got to start out with something. And you know the best reaction was going to be from playing something old, though. You know what I'm saying?
Lighted out by UFO. Come on.
Sure. Why the hell not?
Yeah. Does anyone like them on the instant feedback yet?
No one. Of course not. They're not supposed to. I'm a
not
ball buster.
A one. Would you like to try out for the Radio Chick show?
Oh, God.
She's taking auditions.
Nah.
No?
No.
All right.
I don't do full time.
Tim, what's up?
Hey, guys. I think I figured out what UFO stands for.
Yeah.
It's unbelievably effing awful.
You spell awful with an O?
Awful with an O.
Awful with an O.
Aerosmith's the band to listen to if you want to, everybody.
Oh, somebody write that down.
Now he's cursing. Very good, Tim.
All right, guys, thanks.
I didn't know you spelled awful with an O, but...
People are making fun of me. Oh, boy.
All right. Oh, that is funny. You could, like, hang in the studio, but we might have to turn your mic off.
Oh, let me give you guys presents first before I go.
You got presents?
Of course.
UFO CDs.
No. Seats to the next concert. Come on, of course.
Al, you're next on WNEW. What's up?
How you doing?
How you doing?
This is Nikki.
Hi, Nikki. What's up?
This is Nikki, the drunk talk trail driver. Remember me?
Oh, yeah, I do.
This guy's horrible. All right. I'm better than he was.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
I'm driving a truck.
Paul, let's see your prizes or whatever you got.
What do we got?
Anthony.
Because Anthony's my favorite on the show, as you know.
Look at that.
Security.
Squids in American sauce?
Right. Now, the reason I got you squid, originally I was bringing you a watch. But after Sal gave you a whooping and you no longer have a backbone, I got to get you squid because that has no backbone either. That's that. Hold
on, you're mentally... You're insane.
Where's Puerto Rican? I got him a present, too.
What do you get? No backbone.
Well, I got him some...
Squid. Here, go see if he's out there, seriously. Good move, Ope. Goddamn brilliant. You are. I knew where you were going. He sent him out to find Rick, and Opie just locked the door on him. Hey, he's knocking on the door. He's booting us. I saw that happen. It's like, why don't you go out and see if you can find Rick? Opie stands up, runs for the door, and slams it and locks Paul out of the studio. Brilliant move.
Thank you, sir.
Oh.
All right, we got to regroup.
Thank you.
Remember the time he called in when we first started here at NEW, Anthony?
Yes.
This is a favorite from the O&A archives. Check this out.
Hello, NEW?
Yes, hi. Is this the program director?
No. Who's this?
Oh, okay. No, I just have a little bit of a complaint.
All right, who's this?
Well, no, hi. My name's Paul. The two gentlemen that are on the radio now.
Paul, I'm just an intern. Let me get the program director you want?
Yeah, or somebody, please.
Okay, hold on a minute, please.
I just want you guys to...
Engineering.
Hi, engineering. How are you? Can you guys do me a favor?
What's the problem?
Give you guys $100 cash under the table to pull a plug on them two blabbermouths. Tell them to play some music.
Oh, you want programming? This is engineering, sir.
Oh, programming, please.
Oh, please hold. Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, do me a favor. I'll give somebody in programming, whoever it is, I'll give them like $500 under the table to shut these guys up for a little while, play some music or something.
What are you talking about? This is the Jock Lounge.
This is whose house?
The Jock Lounge.
Oh, the Jock... Oh.
Where the DJs hang before they go on the air.
Oh, no, they keep chancing me around. I want to talk to somebody. I mean, these guys are a little bit ridiculous today. You know, let them, they call themselves disc jockeys. Let them throw on some discs.
All right, hold on a minute.
Something.
You want the PD or the general manager?
I guess the program director would be fine. I'm not going to bother the general manager.
Maintenance.
Ha, ha, ha.
Hello.
That's great. You guys are great. Okay. Very funny. That's pretty cool.
Maintenance.
But, yeah, you guys keep ping-ponging me around. Is there any way to shut those two dudes up?
You won programming, sir.
Sure, why not? I'll hang out and play the game. Go for it.
Programming.
Hi.
Hi, what's up?
Oh, I don't know. I'm trying to get, I'm trying to talk to somebody to keep Tweedledum and Tweedledum just a little bit quieter and play some more tunes. Is that possible?
Who's Tweedledee and Tweedledum?
No, Tweedledum and Tweedledum. And them two yahoos you got blabbering on the radio. They sound like two old women from Long Island. Is there any way to keep them quiet, you two GJs, and just play a couple of more tunes? Is that possible?
So you're looking for programming?
I don't know who they got me looking for now. Where am I? Where did I get now?
No, I apologize. We're having a problem with the phone system. Can you hold on one last second?
Hey, no problem. I'm cool.
All right, hold on.
You've reached 1-900-SUCK-MY- gay male sex. If you like big fists up your ass, stay on the line. You'll get a hot right in your mouth to blow all over that face of yours. Ah. Opie and Anthony afternoons, Mason and Kalinsky mornings, the radio kick midday on 1027 WNEW.
Wow! What a day, what a day. It's O&A.
Hey, man.
Didn't mean to make that rhyme. 1027 WNEW. 212-757-1027 if you have anything for the program today, Anthony.
Yes.
What's going on with Hillary?
Well, she met with the Reverend Al. Met with Al Sharpton. And, because that's what she has to do to make it look like she's, involved with everybody in every community.
Oh, yeah.
Although I think she's in the lead as far as hugging small black children in our city. Because I, quite frankly, have not seen Giuliani hug one little black child. And Hillary's just been like, she's all over. She's going to the Bronx. She's going to Harlem. She's all over. She's in Brooklyn hugging black children. So then she shows up at this Reverend Al thing for a Martin Luther King's birthday, and she talks to the people there and says when she met the Dr. Martin Luther King, she met him when she was 15 years old and shook his hand, that it changed her life
forever.
Forever. Yeah. And she was inspired to go into public service at that moment. A 15-year-old little Hillary Rodham shaking the hand of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, and it inspired her.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was just trying to spin around to see that big, fat, white ass of her.
Because he liked the white ass.
Well, there have been stories that, you know, Dr. King was into white women.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Hey, why not? You know, who cares? He had a little little thing, like Opie's got a little thing for black women.
Yes, I do.
You know, maybe the Dr. King had something for the white women, and Hillary fits the... the whole profile, you know,
right.
Got that big, fat, white ass.
God, does anyone believe in her?
No, she's all over. She's all over, just trying to look politically correct. That's all she's doing, trying to look politically.
I like
correct.
Big fucking lies. I like big fucking lies.
That was from the I Have a Dream speech, I believe. A little snippet. We all remember. Yeah, I mean, and she meets with Reverend Al.
I love that part.
Why would she even give this guy any credibility, Reverend Al?
Because she feels she needs the black vote to,
right.
to win.
That's it. She had like 300 people yelling, run, Hillary, run. And if we ever went to... the black community, they'd be yelling the same thing. Run, run, but for different reasons. We'd be yelling run to each other, Opie.
Louie, what's up?
Hey, O&A.
Yeah.
You know, it's so ridiculous why this Hillary kisses all that black ass because,
oh,
number one, blacks vote Democratic no matter what. So if every other word out of her mouth was nigga this and nigga that,
whoa,
they'd still vote for her. So it's like a joke. Why is she even, like, kissing all their asses?
Preaching to the converted.
I just don't understand what it's all about. I mean, this woman, all she talks about is what she's going to do for the blacks and the Hispanics. Why would any white voter in their right mind vote for this broad? She says nothing about the white people. All she cares about is blacks
and Hispanics. So
whoa. She doesn't even care about them. She cares about one person, Hillary.
Yeah,
that's
true. But I just don't get it. I mean, 70% are going to vote for her no matter what. So why does she? That's why Giuliani's not even wasting his time. If he said, "I'm going to give all blacks repercussions from slavery. I'm going to give each guy $100." Or whatever they call it.
Reparations.
I'm going to give each black child in New York City like $100.
I'm
going
to give him $100 and a concussion.
They're not going to vote for the guy no matter what, so he's playing it right. He's not kissing their ass.
I just hope people aren't buying it out there. She's a complete phony. The one thing about the mayor, you know, I'm not a huge fan. Don't get confused again here, but he's as real as they get, you know?
He's as real as they get. Oh, and another thing. This city, 7 years ago, I wouldn't have stepped foot in it. Now, this place is gorgeous. I love it here.
Oh, come on. You didn't like the three-ring Dinkin circus that was going on here
I didn't like the men's room attendant. The only thing I did like about 7 years ago was there was a lot more prostitutes out here, which was good, and a lot more porn flicks.
All right, Louie, thank you.
My
God. Louie, checking in about Hillary. Tim, you're next. What's up?
Yeah, what's up?
All right.
I was going to say, Opie, you do great with the black community. You like black women. You like big black hairy man ass.
Easy.
I bet you'd do Nigga Charlie if you had the chance.
Easy.
Oh, my God.
Kevin, what's going on?
Yeah, listen, man. There's a lot of crap you're talking about with the president like that.
The president? We didn't even mention the president this time.
Yeah, you're talking about Hillary, right? That's the president.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hey, and now, Opie.
Yeah.
Why don't you take your balls out of Sandy's purse?
I don't get that.
Well, you got no balls, because you got to do everything she tells you to, right?
I don't think so. If you listen to the show, that's not true at all.
Oh, come on, the pumpkin picker, you little fig. Come on, now.
All right, you got me on that one. I shared with you guys, and I get nothing but abuse about it.
Yeah.
All right, just listen to this.
Yeah.
This guy, Richie Newsday, he say, well, come down to the Fight Club, kick your ass.
No, Fight Club is not happening lately.
Yeah, because you're a sissy.
Everyone's getting along.
Anthony, you the man.
All right,
you the
really?
Man.
Thank you, Kevin.
Well, great.
See ya.
An Anthony fan on the line. Steve, what's up?
What's going on, O.A.?
All right.
How's it going?
Great.
My comment on this whole Hillary mess is that...